Blog Talk Radio.
Make up tomorrow. Baby, hate.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Special edition called Thursday Evening. My, how time flying. And that's why we know one thing, C-Ray. Yahuwah, time is flying, and it's time now for those that understand this special six anointed counts, it's time to roll the sleeves up. Get in where you fit in at. The time is now. And we're going to show you why we say these things to you as we unfold the top part of the Sabbath day. Somebody's supposed to say these things to you. So you got to hear it in writing. Who's supposed to do the talking first? That's the key, C-Ray. Always say to whoever talking to you, with you, yeah, that sounds real good, but what can I read that at? You know, that talk sounds real good. Where can I read that at? That's the game changer right there, C-Ray. See, now once you do that, you're not offending nobody, but in the conversation you hear, make sure it sounds real good. I mean, I love what you're saying, but what can I read that at? One thing we do know, what's going to stand is his word. All right, enough said on that. We got Memo saying that the young lion going to be a little bit late coming to broadcast, the elder on a speaking engagement, and he'll be a little late getting into the broadcast. So, hey, one thing about it, the foxtail have been lit. Curtain hair went up, and you know, we ain't got to remind you it's time to step up into Yahuwah. Understand what this man's saying. He got order, and wants the order in place. He have no other thing to do but to intervene. I'm telling you like it is. Once the order is in place, what kind of order? What you can read. If you can read it, go with it. Once that's in place, Yahuwah is coming in. Why? Because we can read that. All right, let's see who will be on stage for the next episode on the first part of the first hour of 3 hours. Let's see who will be on stage. Who coming on stage for the next episode part number 171? Unlocking the Biblical Mystery. YHWH part number 171.
He said he had to use the
bathroom. All right. I see Mother D.F. Israel. She come to the stage, but she got to take off that slip and point them grandbabies at grandbabies. Now, grandma get ready to come on the airways and holler in that microphone now. So hold up everything you got to say for the next 3 hours. Then grandma going to be all ears, no doubt about it. All right. On the international side, I see it, according to WCC, it's jam-packed. Yeah, see her. But guess what? On the strength of us. Okay. Well, that's a good thing. On the strength of you. Well, see, Yahuwah makes everybody do what he wants to do anyway. Let's see if I'm Mother D.F. Israel now and see if she's ready to do what she got to do on tape number 171. Now, when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1 with a loud voice, you say, Mother D.F. Tribe of Yahuwah Judah.
And Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Seroah. Hallelujah.
Well, you know, we covered a lot of good grounds yesterday, Mother D.F. Israel. I mean, we got to lay the foundation. The whole key to this is laying the foundation. Once the foundation is laid, Mother D.F. Israel, we ain't got no choice but for Yahuwah to intervene. So that's a great thing. So let's see. So we see Mother D.F. Israel ready to go. Let's find out. What about Mother E? We know Mother Z is sending the table ready to address the national orders a little bit later. Let's see what Mother E has got going on. Another mother out of the tribe of Yah-Jah Judah. Count number one, Mother E, tribe Yah-Jah Judah.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, or see Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Excellent. All right. Two mothers on. Now, is this elder Yada Israel? Will he be in on take number 141? Let's find out. When you meet the elders out of camp one, the head lead teacher out of camp one, Elder Yahweh BJC right here.
God bless you, see Israel. See Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. So we got a full panel. The online, the elders on their way a little bit later, other elders. So we just get something going on. Let's see if we can get in that microphone and see what Luke chapter 12, verse 12 say. What did it say there? Elder,
Yah-Jah,
you're on the clock, come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 read, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you the same hour what you ought to say."
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you. And we were talking about some things yesterday, and that was out of memo. We have to make sure we go back understanding, because the foundation must be laid. It has to be laid. Once we understand that Bible gonna stand whether we want to or not. So we don't know what we left off on last night. But we want to get back to Romans, but we can't get back to Romans until we understand how the book was set up and all the great things that need to be told. Elder, we're going to look at Psalm chapter 119, verse 4 and 104. We're going to open up right there in Psalms 119, top part of the edition called Thursday Evening, tape 141. Hey, Elder, what can we read out of Psalm 119, verse 4 and 104?
The book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse number 4, verse number 104 reads, Psalm 119, verse number 4, has commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Verse number 104. Psalm 119, verse 104. Through thy precept I get understanding. That's why I hate every false way.
See, the key to it, I'm addressing the Sixth Anointed Council. We must follow the rules and regulations on painting the picture to take our righteous position. We must paint the picture. We have to paint the picture according to the spirit of Yahweh. So 300 years later, Isaiah came on the scene there, Elder. And what he says in 28, verse number 10, the book of Isaiah.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 28, verse number 10 reads, Isaiah 28, verse number 10. The precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept, line upon line. Line upon line, here a little and there a little.
Listen, Sixth Anointed Council, we got to teach according to the Bible. We must be able to paint the picture and take our rightful position. And I mean, this is the way it is. Precept must, if you want Yahweh to intervene, then you have to follow what his rules and regulation is. We have to lay it out. Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 9. Hey, yo, what does it say that we can read in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9?
Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 9 reads. 1 Corinthians 4, verse number 9. But think of Yahweh, as it spoke us. The apostles laughed as they were appointed to death. We are made a spectacle unto the world, and to minister spirit and to men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. So we clear that the Almighty have made us glad. Now, in this case, you're talking about, the Bible have a 11 verse 6 of Job and a Sirach 4:224 double meaning. So what he have made is voices of the true Israelites. The last ministry to come on the scene to correct all things that's on the table, but what kind of way? According to Scripture. So when we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9, Elder, what it says that we can read at 1 Corinthians 16, verse 9?
1 Corinthians 16?
Yeah. Verse number 9. What does 16, verse 9 say?
The book of 1 Corinthians 16, verse number 9 reads, for a great door and effectual is opened unto me. There are many adversaries.
And we got many adversaries. We know, we clear that the World Council of Churches, the Latter-day Saints, the big New York Roman Catholic Church out there in New York. We got adversaries everywhere. But it makes it plain, Mother D.F. Israel. Hey, Mother D.F. Israel, it makes it real plain in 45:17. 45:17, it makes it real plain that we can read in 1 Samuel, Mother D.F. Israel. What can we read? Mother D.F. Israel, 17:45. Let's read a bit from 1 Samuel. Let me get it right. 1 Samuel, 17, pick up verse 45 to 48. Mother D.F. Israel, you on the clock. Come on.
1 Samuel, chapter 17, verse 45 to 48. Verse 45. Then said David to the Philistines, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to you in the name of Yahweh of hosts, Yahweh of the army of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. 46. This day will Yahweh deliver you into my hand, and I will smite you and take thine head from you, and I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistine this day into the fowl of the air and to the wild beast of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a Yahweh in Israel. 47. And all this assembly shall know that Yahweh saved not with sword and spear, for the battle is Yahweh's, and he will give you into our hand. Verse 48. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came, he drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened and ran towards the army to meet the Philistine.
Mm-hmm. So you see what David did? He hastened and he ran. See, that's how David operated. He said, look here. Look, you, all you other nation, you're going down in the name of them four letters. And he hastened, he ran. Why did he hasten and ran? Because, now, remember, the Bible has a double meaning. To get understanding, you must precept your Bible. So if he hasted and ran, what can we read that can support hasting and running? And now we know where it come from by going to the 8th chapter, Mother D.F. Israel, and pick up verse 26. 26 down to verse 31. He hastened and he ran, right? Let's find out. And all we got to do is get a little hasting and do a little running. And then Yahweh, he got some for us. If we get a little hasting and get a little running going. Let's see what we can read in 8, 26 down to 31, that Mother D.F. Israel. What can we read? Acts chapter
8, 26
and
31,
D.F. Israel.
Acts chapter 8, verses
26
to 31.
Yes, ma'am.
Do what you said. Acts chapter 8,
ma'am.
Acts chapter 8, verse 26.
That's what you wrote down. Ain't what I said. That's what you wrote down. You got the pad already ready, and you wrote down Acts chapter 8, 26 and 31. That's what you did. You on the clock. Come on.
Acts chapter 8, verse 26 to 31. Verse 26. And the angel of Yahweh spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, go towards the south, unto the way that goes down from Judah unto Gaza, which is desert. 27. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasures and had come to Judah for to worship. Verses 28. Was returning and sitting in his chariot reading Isaiah the seer. 29. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join yourself to this chariot. Verse 30. And Philip ran hither to him and heard him read the seer Isaiah and said, Understanding you what you readest? 31. And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him.
And now, this is where the sixth anointed cancer must come in. Now, we read that a man from Ethiopia was sitting in his chariot coming from the Sabbath or the feast day. He was reading Isaiah. But see, when we see his word called Ethiopia, First thing we're gonna look at, according to writing, that right there means Cush, and that means the sons of Ham. But see, that's the way the world looks at that. But we know if this is on chapter 8, we can go in chapter 11, verse 19, and find out there's something is suspicious about this by going there, and let's see what it says. Let's run and take a little peek. What it says, 9:11, verse 19 of Acts. Let's find out who was this Ethiopian that was coming back from the feast day or the Sabbath day, all the way from Cush. Who was he according to precept in your Bible? See, remember one thing, fixing on the counts. Reading a bunch of scriptures is not going to cut it. Because last night's lesson was when the elder read that the sixth anointed council will be able to receive your phone call and give you the answer. That is true. But we have to try you to make sure you give the proper answer according to not Christianity, Islam, Judaism. But we just go on over some things to make sure that brush you up on making sure you give the proper answer according to the Bible, because this ministry is going to be the ministry that will be out front, because we come behind all the other ministries and correct them according to Scripture. So now we got to make sure it's clear. The memo said, see, you know, if we shut your mouth down, I wonder what happened. Now, what will happen, it can keep on going. Because you know why? Because the six anointed camps going to be up abreast, ready to go. The foxtail had been lit, and the curtain had went up. And all we doing is giving you a self-examination that you know. I mean, let them know that we prepared. And watch as it unfolds itself. So what we read now, Mother?
Acts chapter 9, verse 11 and verse 19.
No, I ain't saying about no 9-11. Hold on. I ain't saying about no 9. Get your pen now. Don't be putting it in your brain.
I do got
get
my
pen. And write down my paper. Okay, if you got the pen, then you know I said no Acts 9-11. 11-19. Write down 11:19 when I break in on you, because I might say anything, then forget what I said because he's been gone from me. You know, like old Nebuchadnezzar said, he said, he told them all, he's all big dignitary. He said, look here, I had a dream, and I don't know what I dreamed got away from me. And they said, well, tell us something about it. He said, I ain't telling you nothing about it. You just tell me what I dreamed. I'm going to take away that Cadillac you got and that great big old house you got over there in Ponderosa. That's what I'm going to do for you. So give me 11:19 there, Mother. Let's find out about this Ethiopian over here. I know it says Ethiopian. But let's see, can that stand up when you put when you paint the picture? 11:19, come out.
Acts chapter 11, verse 19. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveling as far as Phoenicia and Cyrus and Antioch, teaching the word to none but unto Judah only.
You see that? So who was that, Mother? Who was that over there in that eighth chapter? Wherever that verse was, 26, 27, 28. Who was that Ethiopian?
He was Judah.
It was Judah that was scattered off into all the other nations. Remember, in last night's lesson, we shown you soundly out of Judah in all the nations. Of the 12 tribes of Israel, it's scattered. And every name that is on their land, we had it. So in Psalms 31, verse 13, this is what's going on, whether you know it or not. Because, you know, we got a lot of memos we ain't going to even talk about. This is what's going on. Psalm 31, verse 13. Hey, Mother E, hand me Psalms 90, 69, verse 4, and I'll meet you over there in Zephaniah 3, verse number 8. We're going to read a little bit there, Mother E. Now, look what it says here, Mother, BF Israel. What's going on in Psalm 31, verse 13?
Psalms 31, verse 13. For I have heard the slander of many. It's the slaughter. The slaughter of many. Fear was on every side while they took counsel together against me. They devised to take away my life.
Yeah, it was a slander. So they had a whole lot of slander going on him. But he said he took counsel to take his life. But let's get a precept on that, Mother. Let's run to the seventh chapter. But look what he says behind that. Look what he says in Isaiah. He makes a statement behind that in Isaiah. Watch this. Isaiah chapter 7. Although they got many crafty devices. But what can we read? What can we read, Mother of D.F. Israel, in 7, verse 7.
Isaiah chapter 7, verse 7. Thus says Yahweh, it shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass.
Ain't that something? You hear the man say it? So what I'm trying to tell you, Sister Norma Kemp, it ain't going to stand. Once you got it down pat, Yahweh is going to give us what we need that we can read in the 6th chapter. Before you read that, Mother E, before you read that, Isaiah chapter 60. See, if we hold on, you know, like your famous words tell them to hold on, because this is why we want them to hold on, Mother. And Mother E, now in 61, verse number 7, see, it's a prize coming if we hold on. What can we read? Hey, Marie, what can we read in Psalm 61, verse 7?
Psalm 61, verse 7. Okay.
Yep.
Psalm chapter 61, verse 7. He shall abide before Yahweh forever. Oh, prepare mercy. And
what did you read? Hold on. Look at Isaiah. I'm sorry, that's me. Make it Isaiah 61, verse 7.
Okay. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 7. For your shame, you shall have double. And for your confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them.
So, Mother E, if we get it right in our day, in our time, what we got coming, Mother E, according to 61, verse 7?
Everlasting joy.
Double.
Yeah, we got a double coming. We got a double coming. When we get this thing right, we got a double coming. So what are we doing when we come on this broadcast, Mother? And Psalms 69, verse 4. What are we doing? Remember, the Bible got a double meaning to it. So what are we doing when we come on this network 6 nights a week? Psalms 69, verse 4. What are we doing, Mother E?
Book of Psalms, chapter 69. Verse 4, they that hate me without a cause are more than the hair of my head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies, longer are mightier than I. Restore that which I took not away.
So what are we doing, Mother? What are we doing according to the last two lines? What are we doing by coming on this broadcast 6 nights a week? What are we doing, Mother? Restoring that which we took not away. See, we didn't take this away from the 12 tribes of Israel. We didn't take nothing away from you. Nothing. But we're trying to restore back to you some dignity in the brain. You can't keep trying to drive in the trunk. Having your steering wheel in the trunk and your trunk is down. You cannot keep driving like that. You can't drive like that. Now, Mother E, let's run that Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 8. We're going to read a little bit. We're going to read down around about verse number 13, and then we're going to bring our elder back in. And that elder, I see you got that left hand name over there, you gotta remove that and put that L there. Because like I said again, ain't no digress, it's progress time. Digress, progress. Take that left side out of there and put that L up in there. So we can all see exactly what's going on. All right, so Mother, in Zephaniah chapter 3, give me 8-13, and Elder have 14 down to verse 23 waiting on me. Let's see what's going on. Mother E. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 8 down to verse 13. Come on.
Zephaniah chapter 3 to 14, 13, verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Therefore, wait you upon me, said the Yahweh, until the day that I rise up to thee, said pray, for my determination is to gather the nation, that I may examine the kingdom to pour upon them my indignation, even all my spirit anger. For all the earth shall be devoured the fire of my jealousy. Verse 9.
Hold that point. Now back up one verse again, mother. Back up and read that verse again.
Read 8 over again.
Back up one verse. Yes, ma'am, read that again.
Therefore, wait you upon me, said the Yahweh, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nation, that I may assemble the kingdom to pour upon them my indignation, even all my
fears. Hold that part right there. Yeah, right there. Now, Moses, D of Israel. Now, we got to stop and precept some of that. So he said his determination is to gather all the nations. And what he want to do is pour on them his indignation. Excellent. So he wants to pour on them his indignation. He want to pour it on them. Now, he said, I want to gather them all together. But gather them well. And where do you want to pour on your indignation at? We're going to stop and precept that and see exactly where he want to gather all the nations, then beat them down real good. Now, mother, be of Israel, and Joel chapter 3, verse 1, let's read a little bit, but we can be clear about painting the picture of him gathering. He said, I'm going to gather them all together, and I'm going to whoop them real good. That's what he said. Okay, good. If that's the case, if you whoop them real good, we might well read about this whooping, because we can read everything he's going to do is in this book somewhere. Joel 3:1, let's read a bit, Mother D, of Israel, about him gathering them all together, and why is he doing it, and why he going to be whooping them real good. Come on.
Joel chapter 3, verse 1. For behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Israel. Verse 2. I will also gather all the nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and departed my land. Verse 3. And they have cast lots for my people and have given a boy for an harlot and sold a girl for wine that they might drink. Verse 4. Yea, and what have you to do with me, O Tyre and Zidon? But all the coast of Philistine will I render me a recompense. And if you recompense me swiftly and speedily, will I return your recompense upon your own head.
Hold that point before you get to 11 and 12. Before you 11 and 12, I want to expound on that. So you see, Ham is not his people, and the Arabs is not his people. Because in verse 4, that's Ham and the Arabs. So he said, is y'all going to pay me back for what y'all did? He said, no. Soon as y'all come clean, I'm going inside y'all head. So Ham and the Arab man, they got to continue with their folly all the way. Because when it ever try to come clean, Yahuwah going to pay swiftly up on their head. So they cannot change on their plight or what they own. So don't look for the Arabs or sons of Ham to do any kind of trying to smooth things over with you. Because the minute they do it, you say, I'm going to grab you in your bosom. Right there. We could read that in 65, but we're not going to read in Isaiah. Now skip down to verse 11 and 12. Hey, Elder, give me, let's read a little bit more about this beatdown in 2nd Ezra 13, 1 through 11. I just want to tie in. You see, I'm going to gather all nations down. I'm going to whoop them. See, understand something. Sister Norman Camp, you got to precept your Bible. When you precept your Bible, you paint the picture. Once you paint the picture, you're doing your job that you've been created to do. Paint the picture with the precepts. So now, mother, I'm gonna get them all together. Then what are you going to do in verse 11 and 12?
Joel chapter 3, verse 11 and verse 12. Verse 11. Assemble yourselves and come all you nations and heathens and gather yourselves together round about hither. Cause your mighty ones to come down, O Yahuwah. Verse 12. Let the nations be weakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there will I sit to judge all the nations round about.
Mm-hmm. And where is that in verse 16, Mother? What is that?
Verse 16. Yahuwah also shall roar out of Judah and utter his voice from Judah. And the heavens and the earth shall shake. But Yahuwah will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel.
Hate that stuff. See, that's nice up there. So you mean all this is about 3, 1, and 12. All this about the hope, the getting the children of Israel back they just do. Now you see, that's why it's so important for you to know who you are, children of Israel. So you see, this big whooping is going to be on every nation. It's because of what they did to you. But as long as you keep on driving from the back seat, you holding your blessings up, see, right? Six and on the camps, you got to step it up. Precept your Bible. Paint the picture. So we can be clear that we doing our part, and Yahuwah, you can't break his word. The double is waiting on us once we step up to the plate and able to do this Bible according to as it's written. See, we get back to Romans chapter 11, but the Almighty said, hey, you, first of all, you see how they stumbling all around in the 11th chapter of Romans? Go back and lay the foundation, then when you get back to Romans 11, then we'll know who's going to do what. Good. Now, Elder, we're going to secretly precept that code. Mother Eve read, he gonna gather all nations together. And now we find out, he gonna gather them all. Now we know where he gonna gather them all at. And he gonna, and where he gonna be at. So we clear. And all this is about one people, the children of Israel, especially lead tribe Judah. You see that? So we gotta stop backing away from our responsibility. This Bible is to Israel. For Israel, and it's about Israel. That's it. So now we're going to finish this battle up with the elder over here in the 13th chapter, 1 through 11. We're going to bring our elder back in, and he's going to wrap it up and tell you exactly how this battle is going to come. Because we ain't got to watch that one out of Satan. We don't care who assembling what. We know what's going to happen because we all prepared sitting on the couch to know exactly how it's going to happen. Watch your ear to bring it out in 13, 1 through 11. You want to cry, it'll come out.
Book of 2 Esdras, chapter 13, verse number 1 through 11 reads, 2 Esdras 13, verse 1. It came to pass after 7 days, I dreamed a dream by night. Verse number 2. Lo, there arose a wind from the sea, and it moved all the waves thereof. Verse number 3. Now beheld, and lo, that man waxed strong with the thousands of heaven. And when he turned his countenance to look, all the things trembled that were seen under him. Verse number 4. And whatsoever the voice went out of his mouth, all they burnt that heard his voice, like as the earth felleth when it filleth the fire. Verse 5. Now to this I beheld, and lo, there was gathered together a multitude of men out of number from the four winds of the heaven to subdue the man that came out of the sea. Verse 6. But I beheld, and lo, yet raised himself a great mountain and flew up upon it. Verse 7. And I would have seen the region or place whereout the hill was graven, and I could not. Verse number 8. And after this I beheld, and lo, all they which were gathered together to subdue him were so afraid, and yet thus fight. Verse 9. Lo, as he saw the violence of the multitude that came, he neither lifted up his hand, nor held sword, for any instrument of war. Verse 10. And only I saw that he sent out of his mouth as it had been a blast of fire, and out of his lips a flame and breath, and out of his tongue he cast out sparks and tempests. Verse 11. They were all mixed together, the blast of fire, the flame and breath, and the great tempest fell with violence upon the multitude which was prepared to fight, and burnt them up, every one. So that upon a sudden of an innumerable multitude, nothing was to be perceived, but only dust, smell of smoke. When I saw this, I was afraid.
You see what's going on? See, we ain't got to watch that one-eyed Satan. And he don't gave up the book. That we clear that Yahuwah, it's going to get all the big dignitaries down. Now, we know where they're going to go. We know where it's going to be at. And we already know what they're going to do. Then Yahuwah is just going to, what are you going to do? See, we know all that. See, listen, see, right? The 690 cap, we are supposed to know all what's going to happen. So there's no way that we're supposed to get out there caught up with the world, and we know the end of it. That's why as much is given to you, as much is required. And if you own this, you'll ask for more. Because we know the end of this thing, how it's going to be. Now, while we own it, before we go back to Mother Eda, Elder, I just want to throw something on the table that the seer left on the table in the 11th chapter, verse 22. Let's read just a little bit to understand. Listen. We can entertain this Bible, the 690 count, with no problem. Do you know what's written in 2 Ezra chapter 11? Pick up verse 22. Let's read a little bit there, Elder. Let's see what it says. We just want to wet their beak a little bit, then we'll get back to what we own. 2 Ezra chapter 11, 22. Let's read a little bit till we get our point. Come on.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 11, verse number 22 reads, 2 Ezra chapter 11, verse number 22. After this I looked, and behold, the 12 feathers appeared no more, nor the 2 little feathers. Verse 23. There was no more upon the eagle's body 3 heads that rested, and 6 little wings. Verse 24. Then saw I also that 2 little feathers divided themselves from the 6. Remain under the head that was upon the right side, for the 4 continued in their place. Verse 25. Now beheld, and lo, the feathers that were under the wings sought to set up themselves and to have the rule. Verse 26. Now beheld, and lo, it was once set up, but surely it appeared no more. Verse 27.
Ah, good. That's doing that right there. Now, I'm not going to get, but you see what he's saying? Now, the world is waiting on what he just said. But we'll tell you the altitude another time. Because you're not going to get the altitude we tell you. The bottom line is, and I go to the 12th chapter, pick up verse 20. So, but I tell you one thing, you got to go back and do your research on exactly how many seasons, and you will find out that's what the 12 was, the 12 seasons. Then after the 12 seasons, somebody else took over in 193 A.D. Now, who was that? Who broke that Caesar? Who broke that Caesar's 12? And then you went into a period where from 193 up to 1400. And that's when you read in the Bible talking about the torment in Revelation. Somebody got tormented. That might happen already. That happened around the time of 193 up to the latter part of the 1400s. That don't happen already. But you know what? We ain't taking care of in this lesson. See? And none of the 690 camps ain't going to tell you nothing in this lesson either. But the bottom line is, we of the 690 camps, we got to get this down pat. We got to be ready to understand what we just got through reading with no problem and just continue asking what's next. Second Ezra chapter 12, verse 23, a little bit there, y'all. Elder, what did it say, Elder? Let's read a little bit. Second Ezra chapter 12, verse 20. Listen to this.
Book of Second Ezra 12, verse number 20 reads, that in him there shall arise eight kings, whose time shall be but small, and their years swift. Verse 21, the two of them shall perish. The middle time approacheth, which shall be kept until their end began to approach. But two shall be kept until the end. Verse 22, whereas thou sawest three heads resting, this is the interpretation. Verse 23, in his last days shall the Most High rise up three kingdoms and renew many things therein. They shall have the dominion of the earth. Verse 24, now those that dwell therein with much oppression above all those that were before them, therefore are they called the heads of the eagles. Verse 25, for these are they that shall accomplish his wickedness, that shall finish his last end. Verse 26, where thou sawest that the great head appeared no more, it signified that one of them shall die upon his bed, and yet with pain. Verse 27, for the two that remain shall be slain with the sword. Verse 28, for the sword of the one shall devour the other, but at the last shall he fall through the sword himself. Verse 29.
Good. Right there. Read verse 26, Elder. Read verse 26 again. You hear all that good stuff? Now, listen, all the great big institutions are all around the world can't figure this out, and the 690 camps can go through this like drinking tea with ain't nothing happening. You know why? Because once we, give me Thomas chapter 3 there, Elder, before you read that verse. Before you read verse 26, give me Thomas 3 real quick. Thomas 3, then we'll read verse 26. What is saying, Thomas, verse 3, that we can read?
Give me 1 second. See, I got to
run that. And matter of fact, you might well have me, just in case I might want to come back with it. Be patting that nature have no color line. Be patting down. Be patting on the side that nature have no color line, but we never know where we're going. You know, see, I'm saying one thing, that elders, you know, we have many things to bring to the table. Sometimes we go around one way and come back another way, but we know when it's time to really kind of get on that stretch and get stretched and run real good. We know what time it is. So now we're gonna come back to make you have no color line, maybe in somewhere in this lesson. I don't know, but see, if we go by the spirit of Yahuwah, But in Thomas verse 3, it makes a profound statement, talking to the ones that, you know, that was standing before him. And what did he say else?
I haven't ran it down yet.
All right. I'll tell you what. We put that to the side for a minute. So, I tell you, let's come back to verse 26. We'll get it again. We'll get at Thomas chapter 3. When you do have it, then we can get back and put Thomas 3 in it. It'll fit in its place in time. But right now, let's come on back to that that 12, verse 26. What it saying? 2nd Ezra 12, 26.
Book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 12, verse number 26 reads, "Whereas I saw that the great head appeared no more, it signifies that one of them shall die upon his bed, and yet with pain."
You see that? So all you got to do is do a little research and who that was that appeared no more. I believe tried his best to, you know, when death was knocking on his door, he said, "Well, you know, death is, I'm going to try my best to, because I've done a lot of things I shouldn't did." And that's what the world going to say soon later. They are always going to come clean in time to come. But we ain't going to worry about it. We'll leave it like that. Hey, Mother E, now we found out we clear over there in Zephaniah 3, verse, 8 or 9, where now we know what nation, and we know now we know what's going to happen. You know, took it all that, Mother E. So now we clear, we read Zephaniah 3:8, that the Almighty Son going to get everybody down into the valley of Jehoshaphat. And we know now that Yahweh the Son will lay the fatal blow on them over there in Judah. He going to pack them all in, and he going to burn their tail all up. So we clear about that. So we already know how this thing going in. Mother E, we're back to you again in 3 verse 8. And that's read a little bit more. Zephaniah 3 verse 8. Come on again.
Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 8. "Therefore, wait you upon me, said the Yahweh, until the day that I rise up to the prey, for my determination is to gather the nation, that I may assemble the kingdom, to pour upon them my indignation, even all my fierce anger, for all the earth shall be devoured with the fire in my jealousy." Verse 9.
So, Mother, all we got to do, tell us to do what? All we got to do is just wait. Like you tell me, hold on, Mother. That's what I'm saying. We tell them, just wait. See, Yahweh going to do his part. He just going to find out, although he already know who going to do what. But the Yahweh going to do his part, Mother. So now we clear about that. So now, Mother D.F. Israel, give me one quick verse real quick. Now, while we waiting, either you'll make it plain what we got to be doing while that waiting going on, Mother. Let's run to Matthew 28, verse 36 and 37. So what we got to be doing in Matthew chapter 28, verse 36 and 37. Okay, we're going to be waiting. Do you want you to be waiting like Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 3, hiding behind the curtain? Huh? Let's find what he wants you to be doing in this way. Matthew 28, 36, 37. Mother, D, F, Israel, come out.
You say Matthew 28?
Matthew chapter 28, 37. Write it down there, Mother, D, F, Israel. Now make it 21. Make it 21. Thank you. Make it 21. Thank you there, Mother. Matthew 21, verse 36 and 37.
Matthew 21, verse 36 and 37. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, take a deep breath and come on.
Matthew chapter 21, verse 36. Again, he sent others, servants, more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. 37. But last of all, he sent unto them his son, saying, they will reverence my son.
Well, I'm all over the place, Mother. I got to put that down because I thought, you sure you in Matthew 21, 36, 37?
Yeah.
If you sure you in that, then I got to put that down. All right. Hallelujah. So I tell you, we put that down. We come back with that later. I got to come back and maybe I need to step, turn the blue light a little higher because right now I thought I was on something. By Matthew's 21:36-37. I want people in that book while we going back to now. What you working with, Mother E?
Zephaniah chapter 3:39.
What you working with again?
Zephaniah chapter 3:39. You want me to read 8 again?
No. We do it 8. Now we do it that. Yeah, well, give me 9. Did you read 9?
I'm finna to read it.
Do it that. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Give me what you didn't read.
For then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Yahweh to serve him with one consent. Verse 10, from beyond the river of Ethiopia, my supplanted even the daughter of my disperse, shall bring my offering. Verse 11.
Okay, good. Hold that point, mother. You're saying that the children of the book, it's beyond Ethiopia. They beyond. That's over there around all them lands over there, Nigeria, all of them area. He said they beyond that, and another name called Mauritania, which really is called, it's entertainment with Morocco. So the one that called themselves Moroccan, and the word called Mauritania, that's the word that the Romans gave. So you mean it? So when we read in the 8th chapter about that Ethiopian coming back, that Ethiopian was a Israelite from way past, from the land of Ethiopia all the way back. So that's how you tie that in with that 11th. Chapter verse 19, Judah only. So that's who was way over there past Cush. All them lands over there. One that called himself by many names, Moroccan, Mauritania. All that's interchangeable word. That's another lesson too. So we clear that we know where you at, children of Israel. And if we get a chance, we'll take a look at Nature Have No Color Lines, and it's going to tell you some good stuff. So in O.L., they're going to be patting that book down a little bit later. Now, come on, stand down the first number. Well, yeah, Mother, come on down to 11-13. In O.L., they're going to check it from 14-23. Take it on down to verse 13. Where you at now?
Verse 11, read.
Okay.
And that day shall thou not be ashamed for all your doings, great men, thus have transgressed against me. For then I will take away out of the midst of thee them that rejoice in their pride, and thus shall no more be halted because of my righteous mountain. Verse 12.
Hold that point 11. Hold that point verse 12. Verse 11, wherever you at. He's saying all these big dignitaries that got their mouth going real good. He said, I got time to get them.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is do your part. It's already written. All them puff daddies and puff mamas, the Latter-day Saints, the World Council of Churches, the Roman Catholic Church, I'm going to get them. But if I got them now, you ain't in order. After I ain't going to whoop you no more. I told you, your whooping is over. Hey, Elder, give me Nahum chapter 3, verse 9 and 12. Let me show you that your whooping has really been prophesied, Elder, and Nahum chapter 3, verse 9 and 12. It's been prophesied that about your whooping. See, you got to understand something. You started watching that one-hour thing, but he told you that's what you're supposed to do. Elder, get ready to read what you're supposed to do in Nahum 3, 9, and 12. Or is it 1, 9, and 12? I think it's 3, 9, and 12. Let's see. Elder got it right. What can we read, Elder?
The book of Nahum, chapter 3, verse number 9 and 12 reads, Nahum, chapter 3, verse number 9, Ethiopia and Egypt were her strength, and it was infinite. Put and Labim were thy helpers. Verse number 12, all thy strongholds shall be like fig trees with the first striped fig. If they be shaken, they shall even fall into the mouth of the eagle.
That was real good. But let me peep over there. I need a little bit more out of that, Elder, because he trying to let you know through the pages of the book. You remember when we read last night's lesson when Paul was over there in Rome? He was talking about everybody in the world this. But he knew that the one that understood that he was talking in they head, but over everybody else head. See, that's the point, what we're saying now. See, the Bible is telling us how you going to do it, when you going to do it. So, in Nahum, it made it plain in 1 verse 9 and 12, Elder. Nahum chapter 1. Look what it says we can read in verse 9 and 12. Then we come back to verse 3. 9, 12, then back to verse 3. Our Elder, you on the clock, come on.
Okay, Nahum chapter 1, verse number 9, verse number 12 reads. Nahum 1, verse number 9. What do you imagine against Yahweh? You will make another end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. Verse 12. The say of Yahweh, let it be quiet, and likewise many, and thus shall they be cut down, and he shall pass through. Though I have afflicted you, I will afflict you no more.
Verse 3.
Yahweh is slow to anger and great in power, will not at all acquit the wicked. Yahweh have his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the depth of his feet.
So wise, regardless, see, you got to understand something. You remember me read over there in the book of Joel that he said, is you going to pay me back? He said, if you pay me back, that's when this thing going to estimate against you. So remember Ham, the Arabs that can't come clean. And now we find out that the wicked can't even come clean. The wicked himself, he can't clean. He says, although I'm slow to anger, waiting on me to get back in order. He says, but that would not make me forget. He said, I got to get the wicked. Matter of fact, in Elder, we're going to precept that in Proverbs, chapter 11. See, understand something. You can have all the rainbows you want, but what is determined is going to be. In the 11th chapter, verse 26, Elder, look what it says in 11, 26 of Proverbs.
Look at Proverbs chapter 11. Verse number 26 reads, Book of Proverbs 11, verse number 26. Yet will hold his coin, that the people shall curse him. The blessing shall be
well,
upon the
hold
head.
Hold on, Elder. Hold on. Look at 11, 21. Make it 21. Make it 21. I'm all over the place. 11, 21, Elder.
Book of Proverbs 11, verse number 21 reads, so hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered.
You see that? He said, the wicked can join hand in hand, and we read about, I read about the Arabs, we read about the Africans. When they come clean, that's when you better start, get yourself thought. I got to pull a rabbit out of the head behind that one. So, Mother Dear of Israel, in 21:28 of Matthew, she tried to tell us something. See, all these is the signs that we need, not just one I say. So, in Matthew 21, see, he tried to tell us something, what we got to do, and... But I'm all over the place right now. I don't know why I'm all over the place. But he told me something to do, and I can't get my hammer right. See, this is what we got to do. See, I know it's 21:28. Let me try Luke. Let me peep at Luke for a minute. It's a verse I need. He told us what to do. Once we see what we just got through him, once we see... what we just got through here. Make that loop, Mother. Hey, Mother D.F. Israel, make that loop. Thanks for helping me out on that one. Make that loop. See, once we see the sons of Ham, the sons of the Arabs, start trying to suck up to your skin and grain. And then you see the wicked. You know the wicked, you know who the wicked is, Mother Eve, read the wicked in 9:24. Joe, go ahead and read it. We just throw on the table. And we clear up from the six anointed camps who we talking about. 9:24 of the book of Joe. Read
okay.
That, Mother Eve. What
look
it say?
Joe.
Let me clear about the wicked.
Let me get back there.
9:24. We got to be clear about the wicked.
Okay. Let me just go. Chapter 9.
Yeah, 9:24. We gotta be clear about the wicked. So we ain't gotta call the wicked out, but we clear that the six anointed camp know exactly like Paul when he went to Rome, when he started talking that good talk and everybody got happy. Because remember one thing, you couldn't talk against Rome. Because they always had a tree where it had a stump where you put your neck on it and cut your neck off if they had any signs of you speaking against Rome. So Paul had to come over there skinning and grinning, you know, chefing his feet and talking about all the world and all the saints, all that's going to be saints at Rome. He had to talk all that talk. But we knew in that last night lesson what Paul was really doing for what's going on today. Same thing here. What it say in 9:24 there, Mother?
The book of Job, chapter 9, verse 24. The earth is given into the hands of the wicked. He covers the face of the judges thereof. If not prayer, and who is he?
So now we clear, although the wicked can talk all the smack they want them, but we know who the wicked is according to Scripture. You know, when time knock on your door or hit your mailbox, it's old Bill there. Now, old Bill, that's the wicked old Bill. Who that in my mailbox? You think I am? I'm Bill. I'm old Bill. Now, you know who behind old Bill, right? Got it good. Now, we find out now that once you come to the knowledge of truth, he said, I'm going to take care of him. I'm going to take care of the Arab man. I'm going to take care of the wicked, right? Then what we supposed to do, mother, D of Israel, 21, verse 28. And then read verse 33 just to make it sound good. Read verse 33, make it sound good. Now, this is what he's telling us to do. Once you start seeing these signs, and Luke 21, verse 28 and 33, what it say?
Luke chapter 21, verses 28 and verse 33. Verse 28. And when these things began to come to pass, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draws nigh. Verse 33. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now read me verse 36 and 37. So we had to do all that, mother, to go all around. Now give me my 36 and 37.
Luke 21, verse 36 and verse 37. Verse 36. Watch you therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all those things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Verse 37.
Wait a minute, mother. Wait a minute. Hold on, mother. You mean we got something to be doing? We got to be doing something to be prepared for 28. Look up in our redemption draw now. What we got to be doing in verse 36? What we got to be doing in 36?
Watch you therefore and always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all those things that come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. 37.
Can you imagine that? We got to watch and pray. I'm going to tell you something. Well, you know, it's not going to see always praying for these old wicked Israelites to understand something. This man said it do you some damage. It's time for you to put all your personal difference down and understand something. You got to bump shoulders if you know you Israel in the sixth anointed camp. So you lose. We watch and pray that you step in one of the six anointed camps with big ears and little mouth, but you be part of this because you don't. All that's without. You know what he got written. So we trying to save your life to make sure we got all the blessings we can get by you understanding something. If you know you Israel and the six anointed camp is watching and praying, and what else are we doing in verse 37?
Verse 37. And in the daytime, he was teaching in the temple. And at night, he went out and abroad in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives.
Ain't that something? You mean that the Almighty Son, he made it his business to get to the temple. Do what, mother?
To teach.
And that's what we're doing. Come on this network to teach you. We don't come to be taught. We come to teach you. See? If you pay attention and put that spirit you got down, like we read in last night's lesson, it's up to you. Look and say in verse 38. They use in the temple. Verse 38.
And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple, for to hear him.
Ain't that something? What did people do? What did they do, mother?
They came early in the morning to hear him in the temple.
Now, understand something. Early in the morning, according to Bible time, when the sun set, six and on the camp. Be clear about that, right? See, man's time is 12 or 1. Early in the morning is 5 a.m. Man's time. No, no, no. Early in the morning means beginning of the Sabbath day when the sun sets. That's early in the morning according to the Bible. See, it came and turned upside down. No, early in the morning with the Bible, that means Friday when the sun set, that's the early part of the Sabbath day. Yahweh was right there. And the people came. See, whatever, they came to Israel because they know one thing. To be part of the watching, praying, and looking up for your redemption. But he made it plain over there. We can read it now. We ain't going to read it. That he said, what are you doing? You didn't get right? I ain't going to get you right. Matter of fact, read that, mother, in 7:21. We get on back to your mother. He get on down 12 and 13. In Matthew 7:21, did you hear what the man is saying? The man is making it plain to you from the six anointed counts. Matthew 7:21, what it say?
Okay. Let me get that.
Matthew. And make sure you pack that old nature have no color line because I want to clip a couple things in there on the way of clip a couple things. Sometimes you put things off to the side for a minute because like I said, it all depends on what's going on. But in 7:21, if you make me plain, Mother D up Israel, what do you say?
Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone that says unto me, Yahweh, Yahweh, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven.
So, Mother, dear of Israel, because I know the name, it has all to it, Mother?
No.
It's a little bit more to it. What else to it? According to that verse 21.
You got to do his will. Do the Father's will. That's core instruction.
And then what you do, you precept that about what his will. He said, you can know the name. All I know is name. Okay, good. He said, what about his will? Now, to understand his will, remember, we open the lesson up in 119 verse 4 and 104 and 28 verse 10. You must precept. Can't talk your way through this. So what is his will? You go to Psalm 40 verse 8 and find out what his will. And look in the mirror and see if you're going to be in the paycheck line of Yahweh or you're going to be on the outside. We might read in Revelation what he calls you if you're not in his will. He got a name for you written in the Bible. We might read it in this lesson, and we might not. I don't know. But if you got his name right, the four letters, good. But what about his will? What is his will? You precept your Bible to 40 verse 8 of Psalms and get his will. What is it there, Mother? Be up Israel?
Psalms 40 verse 8. I delight to do your will, O my Yahweh. Yea, your Torah instruction is within my mind.
So what is his will, Mother?
Torah instruction.
First five books. So examine yourself. If you sit on a cape of a ticking time bomb, you don't know when a man will check it out. If he shuts you down, are you doing his will? Though you know the name. See? Come on back, Mother. Hey, Mother E, come on back. 13.
Okay.
Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 12.
And verse 13, I will also lead in the midst of thee, and afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of the Yahweh. Verse 13. The remnant of
hold that
Israel.
Point. Hold that, mother. Read that again, mother. See, we got to take care of business. So he says, happened out of fear to let you know something he was going to do. And what is it he said he was going to do, mother? And that verse again, you just got to read. What did he say he going to do? And we got to have signs of it today to know what time we on right now. Read verse 12 again.
Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 12. I will also leave in the midst of thee an afflicted and a poor people, and they shall trust in thee.
Okay. So now he said, he said, now you search, and I will leave in the midst of you afflicted and a poor people. That what he said. Now, mother, he precept that to 14:32 of Isaiah. Let's find out who he going to leave in the midst of being afflicted and a poor people. Let's see, can we find out what you're talking about? Because remember, when the seal was right, they knew you know how to precept your Bible and to tie it in. They couldn't talk directly, and that's why we know the time is coming to a close, because the sixth anointing camp is unlocking the mystery, what they said. See, they wrote that the people to be looking for time that he was writing it for was the future. They're going to be afflicted and a poor people. Okay, good. Now we got the precept there to find out who you talking about, and that's why we know this ministry is going to unlock the mystery of the Bible, the afflicted and the poor people. So we need to find out who you talking about. It's going to be in the midst of these. That means they're going to be everywhere. Okay, find out. Come on, mother, bring it out.
The book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 32. What shall one then answer the messenger of the nation that the Yahweh has found out thy Judah, and the poor of his people shall trust in it?
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? You hear that, Molly?
Mm-hmm.
You hear that? So now we clear when we teaching that we can put it in there. And when they choke, we got 14:34, or whatever it was, 14:32, whatever it were.
14:32.
Waiting on it to show you that was Judah that's going to be in the midst of thee. And then when they said, well, like, look at WCC said, Seer, I need a second witness. You see that? WCC, World Council Church. So you see. But then give him a second witness. Go to Jeremiah 4:3, verse 5. Let's give him a second witness. See, we don't mind giving you a second witness because we built to do this. Go to Jeremiah 4:3, verse 5 there, Mother E.
Jeremiah 4:3, verse 5.
We're going to find out who's going to be in the midst of these. We know it was Judah. So now where Judah is that we can read according to the seal of Jeremiah and 43, verse 5.
Jeremiah chapter 43, verse 5. But Jonathan, the son of Kerah, and all the captains of the fort took all the remnant of thy Judah that were returned from all nations, whether they had been driven to dwell in the land of Judah.
So who in all nations, mother?
Judah.
According to that verse.
Judah.
That's right. So who is this poor and afflicted people?
Judah.
Judah. Judah, the lead tribe, the one that drives from the trunk of his car with it down. He's the lead tribe, but you find him in the trunk with the steering wheel closed down, the lead tribe. You see that? The lead tribe is in the trunk of the car with the hood closed, driving. Now you know where he's heading to. Come back and read me 13 there, mother. Come back and give me 13 to get our healed in and running on down to verse, whatever we said an hour ago. What it says in that verse 13?
Verse 13, Zechariah chapter 3, Zechariah chapter 3, verse 13. The remnant of Israel shall not do its sin, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. For they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid.
That's big talk, Mo. So he said the remnant, we don't even worry about that. We don't leave that. We don't leave that on the table. And we'll let El pick up at verse 14 down to verse 20. What is that, El? 14 down to verse 20. You're on the clock, El, to come out.
Book of Zephaniah.
Chapter 3, 14 down to verse 20.
Book of Zephaniah, chapter 3. Number 14 through 20 reads, Book of Zephaniah 3, verse number 14. Sing, O daughter of Yahdah Judah, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all your mind, O daughter of Yahdah Judah. Verse 15, Yahweh have taken away thy judgment, he have cast out by an enemy. The king of Israel, even Yahweh, is in the midst of you. You shall not see evil anymore. Verse 16, in that day it shall be said to Yahdah Judah, fear not. To Yahdah Judah, let not thy hand be slack. Verse 17, Yahweh your Yahweh in the midst of you is mighty. He will save, he will rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in his love, he will joy over you with singing. Verse 18, I shall gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly, who are these, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Verse number 19. Yo, at that time, I will undo all that afflict you. I will save her that halted, and gather her that was driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. Verse number 20. At that time will I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you. I will make you a name and a praise among all peoples of the earth, and I turn back your captivity before your eyes. Save Yahweh.
Now, wait a minute. Now, listen. That's nice. You hear what the man is saying? If you get it right, Judah, you hear what the man is saying? That means that sooner or later, the WCC will Council of Churches, the Latter-day Saints, and the Roman Catholic Church, we're going to get a lick in. You see? You see what they do? You see the way they do? Huh? See here, we might cut you off. Well, if you cut me out, what can I say? They ought to take it over. So now listen. So you see, understanding one thing, it's written. All you got to do is be prepared to deal with. We going back to Romans chapter 11. But the Almighty said, wait a minute, Phil, you got it. It's too much stumbling and bumbling going around up in that 11th chapter. Go ahead and get back there. So Jeremiah, see, remember, Zephaniah had to pull that verse. He pulled that verse from Jeremiah chapter 30. Read verse 16 and 19 down to verse 24. Let's see old Jeremiah. He was raised from the womb and 1 verse 4 and 5 down to verse 10 to take care of his business. So with Jeremiah speaking, I mean, you're not going to pay him no never mind? Look what Jeremiah. day coming, and you ain't going to be afflicted anymore. He's going to take care of the wicked. We ready. Going to take care of Ham. He'll take care of the help, man, and he's going to take care of the wicked. The only thing left that we ain't put on the table yet is Moab and Ammon, which call it Japanese and Chinese. But if he give me something to put on them, because everybody going to price what they did once upon a time ago. Jeremiah 30, verse 16, 19 and 24. L, you on the clock, come on.
The book of Jeremiah 30, verse 16, verse number 19 to 24 reads, Jeremiah 30, verse number 16, therefore all they that devour you shall be devoured. All your adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. They that spoil you shall be a spoil. All that prey upon you, I will give for a prey. Verse number 19. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. I will multiply them, and they shall not be few, but also honor them, and they shall not be small. Verse 20. Their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me. I will punish all that oppress them. Verse 21. Their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governors shall proceed from the midst of them. I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is this that engages his mind to approach unto me? Save Yahuwah. Verse 22. You shall be my people, and I will be your Yahuwah. Verse 23. Behold, the whirlwind of Yahuwah goeth forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It shall fall with pain upon the head of the wicked. Verse 24. The fierce anger of Yahuwah shall not return until he have done it, and until ye have performed the intent of his mind. In the latter days, you shall consider it.
My. You mean that Bible said that? In verse 16, 20, and 23, Elder. 16, 20, and 23. I just want to hear it again. See, without me saying anything, I just want to hear what he had to fear to put in writing, in Jeremiah 30, 16, 20, and 23. Now, listen what he says. What he says?
The book of Jeremiah 30, verse 16, 20, and 23. Verse number 16. If all they that devour you shall be devoured, all your adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. They that spoil you shall be a spoil. All that prey upon you will I give or pray. Verse number 20. Their children, families, also shall be as aforetime. Their congregation shall be established before me. And I will punish all that oppress them. Verse 23. Behold, the whirlwind of Yahuwah goeth forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It shall fall with pain upon the head of the wicked.
You see, he said it'll fall with pain on the wicked. So you see what the man of time tell you? He said, listen, I'm going to get the wicked. All you got to do is obey what's written. And Mother D.F. Israel, let's go back and see what we got to do. Matthew 18, verse 3. Let's see what we got to do, Mother.
Matthew 18, verse 3. And say, truly I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
What we got to do, Mother, according to what he's saying, how we got to act, although we grown, how we got to act, Mother?
We gotta hum ourselves as little children do.
And what that means, the precept is Bob in 21:27 of First Kings. What that means? What it means, precept your Bible, or you can know what that means. What it means by you gotta humble yourself. What that means? Precept your Bible, 21:27. What that means?
First Kings, chapter 21, verse 27. And it came to pass, when Ahab had heard these words, that he rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his flesh and fasted and lay in sackcloth and went softly.
So what do we mean by dear Israel, you got to humble yourself? What that mean?
You got to walk softly.
So you can't keep on being chesty. You know, chesty, got your eyes all on high, and all we got to come back. You got to put that down. It ain't going to work. All that chesty and bass in your voice, you got, no. You got to walk softly. You got to walk, and you got to be humble as a little child. You like, and last night left a little kid is waiting on a red light. An elder come and take him by the hand. And then watch the elder come across morning watching what's going around because they trust. And that same thing you got to do with the six anointed camps. But we don't want the world coming. They ain't got no choice. That's why you put all the land before and watch it unfold according to as is written. Don't worry, they're coming. All he's saying, six anointed camps, be prepared to give them my word. That's it. All I want you to do is give them my words. I'm going to send the ones in to hear my words. You just be prepared. Now, judgment got to be made, Mother D.F. Israel. And you know, to make sure you kind of give me that nature have no color line, I want to peep it a little bit in there, a little bit later, a little bit. Might pick it. You might get a little bit in there. I don't know. Just pack it. Just put it aside and just pack that. Nature have no color line on the side. Mother D.F. Israel, in Numbers 33, verse 55, you know, it's some things that got to be done. Hey, Mother E., what it says in 6, verse 8 in the book of Michael, Michael 6, verse 8, Mother.
Okay.
Mother D.F. Israel got me 33:55 of Numbers waiting on me. But what do it say in the book of Michael 6, verse 8?
Michael 6, verse 8?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what did it say, Mother?
The book of Micah, chapter 6, verse 8. He has shown thee, O man, what is good, and what do thee, Yahweh, require of thee, but to do just, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your Yahweh.
So he said, he told you, O man, what's good. He said, you got to walk softly. He said, you walk too heavy, facing your boy. That's all he's saying. He said, I showed you. He said, I already showed you. The seer came back to tell the children of the book. I already showed you what's good, old man. And my mother, back on up to the 10th chapter, verse 15 of Deuteronomy. And who's he talking to about, I showed you already. I showed you. And that's the same thing we come to tell you. You got to watch and pray, but it's the more things you got to have right. I showed you, old man, what's good. And who was he talking about in Deuteronomy 10, verse 12 and 13? Deuteronomy 10, 12 and 13. What are you talking about, Mother E? What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought you were talking. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12.
Verse 12 and 13.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12 and verse 13. Verse 12, and now Israel, what do the Yahweh, your Yahweh, require of thee? But to fear the Yahweh, your Yahweh, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Yahweh, with all your mind, and with all your soul. Verse 13, to keep the total instruction of the Yahweh, and his statutes, which I command thee this day for your good.
For your what, Mother?
For your good.
For your what?
For your good. For Israel's good.
Simple as that. It's for your good. See, this is for your good. Come on back there, Mother. Be up Israel. 3355, Numbers. Come on.
Numbers chapter 33, verse 55. But if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which you let remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your side, and shall vex you in the land wherein you dwell.
You see what the man saying? Moses was told that now, if you don't leave what they're doing and pay it no never mind, they're going to vex you. They're going to be a thorn in your side. You got to see them and not see them, although mm-hmm. you work with them.
Mm-hmm.
He said, now, if you don't do it, it was prophesied by Moses that it would be a thorn in your side. Adam, give me the 14th chapter of 2nd Ezra, verse 1. Let's read a little bit. Let me show you that. Let me show you that it was prophesied. See, when Moses wrote this in 2nd Ezra 14, A.L., pick up verse 1. Let's see. Let's see what this prophesied and how much knowledge did Moses know to say what he said. And he was not talking about his time. In the 14th chapter there, Elder, let's read down until we get our point. We're going to 2nd Ezra 14, pick up verse 1. He said, let me tell you something. He said, now, if you don't obey and all the rest of the other folks, pay them no never mind, they're going to vex you because they're going to have you doing things that is contrary to the Bible, like Sunday worshiping, Lord God and Jesus, not wearing fringes, not keeping the Sabbath day, not keeping the feast day, and talking a whole lot of smack. And that's what you're doing right now. He said, now, Moses said, this is what's going to happen to you, right? Now, Ezra was just sitting up on a tree, you know, seeing just flowers, just ran back. Watch what O'Hill are going to bring in 14. We'll read down to get our point. 14, verse 1, all the way down to get our point. The Elder, come out.
Look at 2nd Ezra 14, verse number 1, read. And it came to pass upon the third day, I sat under an oak, and behold, there came a voice out of a bush over against me and said, Esdras, Esdras, verse number 2. And I said, here am I, Yahweh, and I stood up upon my feet. Verse number 3. Then said he unto me, in the bush, I did manifestly reveal myself unto Moses, and talk with him when my people served in Egypt. Mizraim, verse number 4. I sent him and led my people out of Egypt, Mizraim, the land of abundance, brought him up to the Mount of Sinai, where he held him by me a long season, summer 5, and told him many wondrous things, and showed him the secrets of time and the end, and they commanded him, saying, verse 6, these words shall thou declare, and these shall thou hide. Verse 7.
Right there. Read verse 5 and 6 again. You the man said it? So, remember, everybody that he deal with, they give him so much. Look what was said in verse 5 and verse 6. Listen real good in verse 5 and 6. What it says.
Look at 2 Esdras 14, verse number 5. And I told him many wondrous things, and showed him the secrets of time and the end, and commanded him, saying, these words, verse 6, these words shall thou declare, and these shall thou hide.
You see that? He showed him the times, and he showed him the end. So when Moses wrote what Mother just got to in Numbers 33:55, you see what he said? So Moses knew the end of this thing. He was writing it from the beginning. And what did Moses say in 33:55? One more time there, Mother dear Israel. What did he say?
Numbers chapter 33, verse 55. But if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which you let remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your side, and shall vex you in the land wherein you dwell.
So you're talking in the book of Numbers, and back up to 32:23.
Numbers 32.
Verse 23.
Numbers 32, verse 23. But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against Yahweh, and be sure your sins will find you out.
Wait a minute, Mo. In 33:25, what is sin again? In 33:5, what is sin to the children of Israel? In 33:55, he said, be sure your sin is going to find you out. What is sin to the children of Israel in Numbers 33:55?
But if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which you let remain of them shall be pricked in your eyes and thorns in your side, and shall vex you in the land wherein you dwell.
You know how they're going to vex you? You know how they're going to vex you? Because you're going to look at what they're doing, and you're going to do it. Now, how have they vexed you today? Remember, he was writing for the future. So how we know that this is on the money today? Let's run back to, we're still in Numbers. Back of the 15. Pick up verse 37. Let me show you. When Moses was writing this, he wasn't writing this for his time. Let's see, do this bit too, that what they have did to you, and you fight like somebody is wrapping you around the neck. Let's see what he says in 15:37-39.
Numbers chapter 15, verse 37-39. verse 37. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 38, speak unto the children of Israel and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generation, and that they put upon the fringes of the borders a ribbon of blue. 39. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the Torah instructions of Yahweh, and do them, and that you seek not after your own mind and your own eyes, after which you used to go a-whoring.
You see that? Now what'll happen? What have happened? Deuteronomy 22, 5 and 22. So what'll happen? He said, now, if you, Moses wrote the end from the beginning through the mouth of Yahweh, he said, you're going to watch them and you're going to fight like the old commercial called Territon cigarette. I'd rather fight than switch. That's what will happen today. That is on the children of Israel today. Bid them to put on fringes. But for the children of Israel to wear fringes, it's just like taking a hammer and kick the teeth out the mouth with a hammer. That's how much painful it is to fulfill that. Deuteronomy 22, 5 and 12. What's that? 22, 5 and 12.
Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 5 and verse 12. Verse 5. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are abomination unto Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 12. Thou shalt make you fringes upon the four quarters of your vesture, wherewith you cover yourself.
And that should not be like somebody took a hammer and beat your lips. When we tell you what Yahweh is saying to do, it's just like somebody taking a hammer and beat you side the lips and break your teeth out until you being obedient as a little child to the scripture. You see that? So when Moses wrote this, and we find out in the 14th chapter, Moses wrote the end. He's talking about now. Give me Joshua 23, verse 11. What does it say we can read in Joshua 23, verse 11?
You talking to me, Sia?
Mother. Yeah, D.F. Israel. Joshua 23, verse 11.
Joshua chapter 23, verse 11. Take good heed, therefore, unto yourself, that you love Yahweh, your Yahweh.
You hear the man say? Take good heed. Give me a little bit more of that, mother. He said, listen, take good heed to yourself. Make sure
verse
you 12. Love Yahweh. Yeah, give me a little bit more. I need a little bit more.
Verse 12. Else, if you do in any wise, go back and cleave unto the remnant of those nations, even those that remain among you, and shall make marriage with them and go in unto them, and they to you. Verse 13. Know for a certainty that Yahweh, your Yahweh, will no more drive out any of these nations from before you, but they shall be snared and trapped unto you and scourged in your side and thorns in your eyes until you perish from off the good land which Yahweh, your Yahweh, has given you.
Now, hold on, Mother. Now, Mother, you know you're going to drop the bombshell. Now, you know you just dropped the bombshell in verse 12. Now, I don't know. You just got to read again, and just so we just got to talk about it for a minute. Did you hear the man saying? Remember, Moses in 2 Ezra 14, thou, he was given the present, the medieval time around what you call the dark ages from 193 to 1492. But that called, but see, the dark ages, and I'm a trap word, and you know, that was the year that wicked Israelites came into power. And that's why we'll get back on it again one day next week. Or when we come back, and like I told Little Hill to have me, nature have no color line, but we see the young lion. You said, let me get on that microphone, so we'll make an adjustment on that. But we'll get back on nature have no color line. Because it's already been prophesied. Everything. And you got to find out where you at as we speak. See, when we break this thing down, the six anointed camp, you got to examine yourself. He's telling you, verse 12, Moses was writing for the time that you sitting in right now. Look what Moses wrote in verse 12 by painting the picture. Read again there, Mother D. up Israel.
Joshua chapter 23, verse 12. Else, if you do in any wise go back and cleave unto the remnant of those nations, even those that remain among you, and shall make marriage with them, and go in unto them, and they to you.
What will happen in verse 13? Let me get in there. What's going to happen to you if all of a sudden now you off into whatever you need right now, and all of a sudden you see somebody of another nation? He says, when you do that, you just went backwards. Now, Yahweh will tell you, when you go backwards, this is what's going to happen to you. And you show me the first one that it don't work on. This is going to happen to you, according to Moses, right in the future that we're in right now. What will happen to you in verse 13 and 14?
Verse 13. Joshua 23, 13 and 14, verse 13. Know for a certainty that Yahweh, your Yahweh, will no more drive out any of those nations from before you, but they shall be snared and trapped unto you, and scourged in your side, and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from off this good land which Yahweh, your Yahweh, has given you. 14. And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth, and you know in all your mind and in all your soul that not one thing has failed of all the good things which Yahweh, your Yahweh, spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing has failed thereof.
Hey, that shepherd. You hear the man saying? Now you know that look. We look Mother D.F. Israel, Mother E, Young Lion. We look up to you. Show me where did it work at contrary to that you can pay the Bible no never mind and all this verse 12 work. Listen, see, right. According to the man that called it in from the beginning, he's telling you what's going to happen by the mouth of Moses. That's big talk. We don't leave that long. We'll leave that long. Because I hear Mother Z say, you know, hey, see, it's time for me to get my commentary now. I'm about ready. I heard enough. It's time for me to get my commentary. I heard enough. Give me that microphone. Listen to Mother Z saying, I heard enough. Give me that microphone, Phil. Let me get in there and say something behind that. Why is it on my mind? Old Mother Z sitting at the table and said, listen to me, I heard enough now. Bring me on, but let me get in there and give a commentary on tape number 171. So, will you meet Mother Z with a loud voice? You said, one of the mothers out of cap on. Mother Z, that's why I beat you at C. Right.
You'll be with you just a minute. Just a second.
All right. Yeah. So we found out, listen, those that's in leadership of your own family, you got to understand something, that you have to be able to sit your grandbaby down, your kids down, and tell them what's written. Brother Makai will introduce you in a second. But something is written. And Brother Micaiah, up and coming teacher out of Camp 1. Matter of fact, we're going to get out the way. That's why I figured out. Brother Micaiah, Furia, tribe of Yahdah Judah, one of them up and coming teachers out of Camp 1. Yahweh be with you there, brother.
Yahweh bless you there. See Israel of C. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hey, Sim, before we get started, I'm actually still on the road. Get ready to pull up to my destination in a few minutes.
Okay, all right. Yeah, good enough. So, Mother Z, now, you know, I know you heard enough. I know you don't say it. Hey, look, see, I got to give them that microphone. Now, I heard enough. Because, see, we have to tell it like it is. What messes up today and get us in a whole lot of trouble when we just look at Mother D.F. Israel, when we do the 724 of St. John. See, I would think, Mother D.F. Israel, we'll do a 724 of St. John, and he tell you don't do that. What is that going to read in St. John 724?
Call on Mother E right now. I can't read right now.
Mother E. What can we read, Mother E? You know. Yeah. All right. So, hey, Mother E, what can we read in St. John 7, verse 24? What can we read, Mother E?
Book of St. John, chapter 7, verse 24. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteously judgment.
So you see what he's saying, Mother E? He's telling us to stop. We always look for somebody compatible to us by appearance. Oh, Mama, don't she look good? Look. But Mama both say, baby, Is she come to class? Is she keeping the Sabbath day? Is she just saying Yahweh? Or is she gonna be a snare in you for how about Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving? You gotta ask the hard questions before your child brings who they gonna put their head down on the pillow. You gotta ask them hard questions. You know all they gonna say about how nice they. Well, wait a minute. Will it be in the Sabbath class? Oh no. Is they going to wear some fringes? No. Is they going to come out them pants? No. Is they going to do the feast days? No. Well, wait a minute. my time. That's a recipe for 7:21. Second Ezra, mother. Hey, mother E, what it says in 7:21 that we can read? Second Ezra 7:21, 22, and 23. See, we as leaders, when our child, that's what we got to make sure we clear about knowing what to say to our child coming up. Because we can, 2 Ezra 7:21-23, Mother E. What can we do for them, Mother E? 2 Ezra 7:21-23.
2 Ezra 7:21. For Yahweh has given strange, straight commandment to such as come, what they should do to live, even as they come, and what they should observe to avoid punishment.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 22. Nevertheless, they were not obedient unto him, but speak against him and imagine vain things. Verse 23, and deceive themselves by their wicked deeds, and said of the Most High that he is not, and knew not his ways.
Mm-hmm. See, we can avoid punishment, Mother E, when we be able to sit our loved ones down and say, okay, that young lady you just brought by here, that young man you brought by here, is he gonna keep the Sabbath day? No, they Muslims. They are Catholics. Well, that ain't gonna work, my child. What you going by? Oh, mom, they talk real good and they got a good job. Well, that's gotta be a little bit more to it than that, my child. If you're not keeping the Sabbath day, if you're not going to wear no fringes, the blessing is in the fringes. Well, I don't know, should I bring that to them? Well, watch what's going to happen. They're going to be a thorn in your side. And you might take yourself, you know, got your hand around their neck. And then you know what they're going to do? The first thing they're going to do is call 911 on you, see? And then they're going to mess you up. So it's a lot. That's why I said we got a lot of things we got to do. We got to stop making a calling by our parents or not willing to hurt our little ones' feelings, but we trying to say they're right. Because it's written plainly what got to happen, Mother E, and 1, 5, and 6, Mark, make it Luke, 1, 5, and 6. See, it's plainly, what got to be said? So what can we read in Luke chapter 1, verse 5 and 6?
Luke chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. Luke chapter 1, verse 5 and verse 6. Verse 5, there was in the day of Herod, the king of Judea,
you said it right. Yeah, you said it right. Do it, go ahead.
The priest named Zechariah of the court of and his wife was of the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Verse six, and they were both righteous before Yahweh, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Yahweh blameless.
So you see that, Mother? So when our loved ones bring their partner to be to us, we have to make sure they clear that you both got to be righteous before Yahweh, do it. They ain't gonna work but temporarily. And Yahweh is showing us how to avoid punishment. So when you do get a better hand that's gonna be with you, you have to be both. Got to be doing the same thing like last night left. Got to be on the same mindset, same thing. Then Yahweh will intervene. But when you just get somebody and they contrary to the Sabbath day, they contrary to wearing fringes, they contrary to everything that you once upon a time done, and it's total opposite, then you just are waiting for destruction to happen, and it won't be in your favor, and you can avoid punishment by working with them through the scriptures. That's no say on that. But now we're gonna bring Mother Z in. She said, "Let's see it, nothing but see it." I got you on the microphone now. So I heard enough now. And I got something to say. So Mother Z, tribe of Yahweh Judah, one of Moses out of Camp One. Yahweh bless you, that see right.
Yahweh bless and keep you, see Israel, and all you see. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I'm gonna read.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. And Mother Z. Now you heard enough, Mother Z. Now we know you at the table and you take great notes and you heard enough. So now what you want to say to this old national audience, over 500,000 plus on the international side, about what you that been given to you to tell them to take number 171. You on the clock, come on.
I'm going to read in Isaiah 56. Starting at verse 1, Doug said to Yahweh, "Keep ye judgment and do death, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteous to be revealed." Verse 2, "Blessed is the man that do this, and the son of man that lay hold on it, that keep the Sabbath from polluting it and keep his hands from doing any evil." Verse 3, "Neither let the son of the stranger that has sojourned himself to the Yahweh speak, saying, the Yahweh has early separated me from his people. Neither let the unit said, behold, I am a dry tree." Verse 4, "For thus said the Yahweh unto the unit, that keep my Sabbath, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant." Verse 5, "Even unto them will I give in my temple and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off." Verse 6, "Also the sons of the stranger that sojourned himself to the Yahweh to serve him and to love his name. For the Yahweh of the Yahweh to be his servant, everyone that keepeth his Sabbath from polluting it and take hold of his covenant." Verse 7, "Even them will I bring to my righteous mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifice shall be accepted upon my altar, for my altar of my temple shall be altar, for my temple shall be called a house of temple of prayer for all people." Verse 8, "The Yahweh Yahweh will gather the outcasts of Israel, saying, yea, will I gather others to him besides those that are gathered unto him. And I'm going to stop right there and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Mother, but you say you don't stop right there, but I think we're gonna get right back on where you stopped at. You say you gonna stop right there, but you just dropped a bombshell down there, Mo, and we just gonna have to come back and deal with that. What you just dropped down on. Hey, Mother E, let's come back to verse number six. Let's come back to Isaiah 56, verse 6. Let's read a little bit, because Mother Z have dropped a bombshell, and, you know, and so we got to take a little peep at what she just dropped down here, and look at verse number six. What it says in that verse six? Let's take it one verse at a time. 56, verse six. One verse at a time. Let's see if we paint the picture in 56, verse six. What it say again?
Isaiah chapter 56, verse six. Also the sons of the stranger that joined themselves to the Yahweh to serve him, and to love the name of Yahweh, to be his servant. Everyone that keepeth the Sabbath is from polluting it, and taketh hold of my covenant.
Mm-hmm. So he said, now the sons of the strangers that joined themselves to Yahweh. Mm-hmm. Now, WCC just posted up their city of fear. That means everybody. See that? The sons of the strangers. See WCC just dropped in there? Let me say. See that? We got you now. Okay. Let's back up, Mother. Hey, Mother E. Let's back up to Peter chapter 1:1. Let's find out, do the WCC, the World Council of Churches, They got me now. They got us now. He says, also the sons of a stranger that joined themselves to Yahweh. Uh-huh. Good. Let's find out what they're talking about, Mother. 1 Peter 1:1. 1
Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Peter and the apostle Yahweh, the son, to the stranger, gather, who are Pontus, Galatians, Cappadonia, Asia, and
So Peter's talking the same thing. So Peter writing to the stranger, but what key word he said, the stranger's ill self, Mother. You see, he had a key word about these strangers. Read that verse again. It's a key word in there, Mother, that we want to tie in. What's the key word? To the stranger, that's what?
1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Yahweh the Son, to the stranger, gathered throughout home.
Oh, good. But Peter writing to the stranger, that's what, Mother?
Gathered.
Scattered. See, that's the key right there, see, Ray. Peter is writing to the strangers that scattered. Step on Isaiah when Isaiah says the sons of the strangers that join themselves. So these strangers must got away at one time. So when did these strangers get away that we can read, Mother E? When did these strangers get away that we can read by backing up to 1 Kings chapter 12? When did the strangers get away that we can read?
First
to find out about the strangers getting away.
Yeah.
First Kings 12.
Okay.
First Kings 12, 16 out of verse 19. Let's find out the strangers that scattered that got away. Let's see what happened on the foundation of the strangers that scattered that got away. And that's why Peter's writing to the strangers that them got away. Who are these strangers that we can read in First Kings 12, 16 down to verse 19?
First Kings chapter 12, verse 16 to 19. Verse 16. So when all Israel saw that the king hearkened not unto them, the people answered, the king said, what profit have we in David? Neither have we inherited in the son of Jesse to your tent, O Israel. Now see to thine own house, David. So Israel departed unto their tent. 17. But as for the children of Israel which dwelt in the city of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. 18. Then King Rehoboam.
No, 19. Read verse 19 for time's sake.
So Israel rebelled against the family of David unto this day.
So what stranger Isaiah is prophesying broke away from Southern Kingdom? Who are these strangers talking about, Mother?
Israel.
The
so Israel
northern
against...
tribes of Israel. Yes, ma'am. Make a note of it. The 10 northern tribes of Israel. So when you read the prophecy of Isaiah, the stranger he's talking about is the one that broke away from the covenant called the 10 tribes of Israel. So when Isaiah is prophesying in 55 verse 6 unto the stranger that is scattered, he's talking about the 10 tribes of Israel. Matter of fact, the 11 tribes, putting Levi and them all in the two. So the 10 tribes of Israel that were scattered, that's the stranger that he was talking about that broke away from Judah. Mm-hmm. So he's saying now these strangers that scattered, the door is open for them to come back to Judah. That's what he's saying. And now we go to Acts chapter 13, Mother. We're going to Acts chapter 13.
Okay.
We're going to Acts 13. Let's see what some of them did. In Acts 13, let's find out about these strangers, because there's another name on these strangers in Acts 13. See, the strangers got another name in the 13th chapter. They got another name there, Mother. Let's see what their name is. 13. They got another name that they are called that we can read in verse number 42. We'll make it 41, make it sound good. We're going to Acts 13, 41. Let me just make sure. Let me go to Acts 13, 41. And let's see, because we want to tie it in, because Mother Z, she dropped a bombshell and got the WCC all happy and said, we got you now, sir. They're talking about for the stranger, and we know now we the stranger. So at least admitting y'all a stranger now. Used to be you didn't want to admit none of that, but now you're trying to wait a minute. I gotta pull some out. Now what you're trying to do, hold that point. Hey, Mother E, put a marker that there. Let me show you what they're trying to do now. In the 15th chapter of Matthew, let me show you what's going on there, Mother. See, this is going on right now. See, we on the right road now. Now, so they admit they're coming to clean a little bit. So in Matthew 15, Mother, they admit they're the strangers now. They admit that we are Israel and they the strangers. So in this is the conversation right now, Mother. In 15, verse number 26-27. Now, all I can pull this off is you, Mother. Hey, Mother, all I can pull this off is you. I'm just going to throw a verse out there in 27. Now, read verse 26-28. I'm just going to let you go and read it out, and I'm just going to grab back. I ain't going to say nothing. Not a day, saints. 26-28, what it say?
15th chapter. Matthew chapter 15, verse 26 and verse 28.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, 26 down verse 28. 26? Yeah. Chapter 15, verse 26 to 28.
Matthew chapter 15, verse 26 to 28. Verse 26. But he answered and said, it is not me to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. Verse 27. And she said, truly, Yahweh, yes, the dogs eat of the crumbs which falleth on their master's table. Verse 28. Then Yahweh answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thus will.
Okay. And her daughter was made whole at that very same hour. So what happened, Mother? That means that they came clean. So now when Mother Z read that verse, they said they confessed that they were the stranger. But not in this case, but they saying that, you know, we entitled to something. You know, like the woman just said, we entitled to something. But no, it's a little bit more you got to come on clean with. You got to, and that's why I'm going to get into this book called Nature Have No Color Line. I'm gonna come back with that sooner or later. You know, because it's some information that needs to be tied in with Nature Have No Color Line with the Bible. No problem. So, back to Isaiah 56. Well, let me, so we took care of the strangers talking about northern kingdom that has broke away. So that's what it really talks. It's not talking about each and everybody. It's northern kingdom that broke away from southern kingdom, and they became a stranger. And he said, that northern kingdom got to do something, and that they got to do something there, Mother. What did he say the northern kingdom got to do in verse number 6? It's something that they got to do in there.
Verse number 6.
And we know, you was in Isaiah 56, verse 6. The northern kingdom got to do something else, Mother. We see now, also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to Yahweh to serve him. They got to love the name. That means they got to put down Lord God and Jesus and to be his servant. Everyone that keepeth the Sabbath. So we know that the Latter-day Saints, some of them keep the Sabbath day. The Roman Catholic Church and the World Council of Churches, they keep Sunday straight out. So we know it ain't gonna work according to Scripture. Now, let's see if Mother D is put to Benny Lattimore on the grand basis and straighten everything out. Now she can come on back to his microphone and get on back in. Let's see. Let's see if she we hear you there, Mother Z. Remember those seer. The seer can, I don't care where you at, those seer. Now, hey, Mother, D.F. Israel, what is saying that first number? Because we know that they got to keep the Sabbath day. But I don't see Christianity, Islam, or Judaism keeping no Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't see it. So, but I see the Northern Kingdom got opportunity, but according to David and 2 Samuel, Mother D.F. Israel, and 2 Samuel 7, Mother D.F. Israel, when that was said in Isaiah, we know according to 2 Samuel chapter 7, this is what we know, Mother. We know in verse 19, we clear that verse 19 is 2 Samuel 7:19. We clear? Is we clear about this, Mother D.F. Israel? Come on.
2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 19. And this was yet a small thing in your sight, O Yahuwah, but thou hast spoken also of your servant's family for a great while to come. And
Hey, Marie. That was a great night. Do you see any sign of Christian keeping the Sabbath day? You see any sign of it right now? You see the Catholic Church keeping Saturday? You see the WCC, World Council of Churches, keeping Saturday? Do you see that? That is what, Mother, according to that verse?
A great while to come.
That's right. So the only one that can fit this is Northern Kingdom. The only one can fit this because we know the Roman Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints and the WCC, World Council of Churches, they're going to take Sunday all the way in. So that's just clear. But there's a chance of Northern Kingdom catching the Sabbath, taking hold to the Sabbath day, although they 99% Roman Catholics as we speak. There's a chance for them. But it's no chance for the Latter-day Saints or Roman Catholic Church. Or, you know, they're going to take Sunday all the way in. So we know this really was not talking about the other nations. See, it was talking about Northern Kingdom that's on broke away. It's up under Christianity. They got to come up out of it. Now, Mother, see up Israel, what do verse 7 say?
Isaiah chapter 56, verse 7. Even them will I bring to my righteous mountain and make them joyful in my temple of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar. For my temple shall be called a temple of prayer for all people.
That's it. Now, when Mother Z dropped that down on all people, you had all the everybody got to act because he just dropped that all people down there and read back and said, that's the end of it. But that all people's got Amos 9, verse 9 on it there, Mother E. The closing statement there, Mother E. Let's talk about that all people. See, that all people's got some Amos 9, 9 in a closing statement there, Mother E. That all people all them strangers, even them I'm going to bring all peoples. Now let's read about the all peoples mother in Amos 9, verse 9.
Book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 9. For lo, I will come, and I will sister the family of Israel among all nations, like as corn is sifted, and is sifted. Yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth.
So, mother, who is the all people's mother, according to Amos 9:9? Half of it says who? According to Amos 9:9, who are these all people?
Israel.
All peoples of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
See, Mother Z left him a little wiggle room and got him happy. But that all people was talking about all peoples of Israel. Mother D, F, I mean Mother E, what you supposed to say behind that? So that all people, see, that's why one thing about it, we clear that the all peoples mean all of the scattered nations of Israel. They got opportunity to come back to their covenant. And how we know that? Mother E, one verse. Mother E, 21:12. 21:12 of Revelation. This is how we know what we know. We can go to end time prophecy and read 21, verse 12, and tell me what that all peoples mean. Revelation 21, verse 12, and the closing statement there, Mother. Mother, what is it?
Revelation chapter 21, verse 12. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 ministering spirits, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel.
So, that is righteous mountain, Mother. All the 12 tribes of Israel, and that's the entire prophecy. So, all the people's got a way to come in, but they got to first, they got to love the name, but they don't. They got to keep the Sabbath day, but they don't. They got two strikes against them already. And they got to recognize Judah as the lead tribe. So, that's three strikes. And we know in a baseball game, Mother, three strikes, you are what?
Out.
All right, Mother. Mother E, what you going to say behind that is? Come on.
I'm thanking and praising Yahweh for the class. I'm thanking and praising Yahweh for being in the class. And just thanking and praising Yahweh that he gave me a mind to come to the class. And thanking and praising Yahweh for the class and asking the class to hold on and don't give up. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. All right. So we know that in a baseball game, three strikes, you out. And we don't see no signs of reversing that. So, you know, that's the way it is. So now, Mother GF Israel, come back. Now, we're clear that all peoples mean all peoples of Israel. In Isaiah 56, verse 8, Mother GF Israel, what it say that we can read? Now, watch what it says here.
Isaiah chapter 56, verse 8. Yahweh, Yahweh, which gathered the outcast of Israel, said, yet will I gather others to him beside those that are gathered unto him.
Now you see that? Now there go another bombshell. Now look at that. Now look what you drop there. Now look what you put on the table that moment. Now look what you put. Now you got the outcast of Israel. Now you got the Latter-day Saints saying, yet will I gather others to him besides those that are gathered. See bomb shelter. Now see that?
Verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
Mm-hmm. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. Back up a little bit more. Come on, come down back to 25. Come back to 25.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 2.
The word I got to get in, I got to hear the word called other. See, what I'm looking for is a word called other to deal with this mother. So now the word I'm looking for is other. Pick up at verse 25, but the key word I need to hear is other. Come on.
John 10:25.
Yeah, but the key word I'm looking for is other. I'm telling you what I'm looking for. Okay, what I'm looking for is other. Read verse 16. Thank you, young line. Verse 16. And verse 27 in a closing statement.
St. John chapter 10,
16 and 27. 10, 27 in a closing statement.
St. John chapter 10, verse 16 and 27. Verse 16. And all the sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
Mm-hmm. My sheep hear my voice, and I got other sheep that's not of this fold. But that's the word right there we read over there in Isaiah, other. See, other means, according to the Latter-day Saints, that means everybody else. Closing statement, Mother Dear of Israel. So now we got the other on there. So we got the other. We got the breakdown. We're going to paint the picture about the other. That's the key word. Write it down, this morning, account, the other. We're going to find out about the other. What's your closing statement is? Come on.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14 read. Verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Yahuwah and keep his Torah instruction. For this is the whole duty of man and woman. 14. For Yahuwah shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Excellent. Most of us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Well, I ain't ready to hear the conclusion of the whole matter yet. I ain't ready yet to hear the conclusion of the whole matter because we got other laying around in there and a lot of day saints and the Catholic Church, they all got happy that other me damn. Well, we're going to find out. Remember, the key word was other. We read other and young lion, read again, Isaiah 56, verse 8. I want that word called up.
Okay. Going over to the book of Isaiah, chapter 56, Isaiah 56, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, the Yahuwah, which gathered the outcasts of Israel, said, yet will I gather others to him besides those that are gathered unto him.
So unless I gather others. So that is a death scene, right? Now let's go to Zechariah chapter 11, and we're going to find out who is the other that we can read. Listen, when you drop them bombshells down there, make sure you got the precept, because they get happy by hearing things like others and outcasts. They know that's you. They can't clean with that part. But if the other is up, we better read in 11 verse 14 who the other is.
The book of Zechariah, chapter 11, verse 14. 14 reads, then I cut asunder my other staff, even bands, that I might break the brotherhood between Yada Judah and Israel, the 10 northern tribes.
Ain't that something? So you see how you do it? That's how you bring, that's how you catch that other. That other was talking about the same people, southern and northern kingdom. Now go to Ezekiel 37:22. Let's find out a little bit more. 37:22 there. You hear that, Mother Z? That's how you got to break it down. Oh. Got to be his breaking. Got to put it out there now. 37. Verse 22.
Okay.
Who is these?
Okay, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verse 22. 22 reads, and I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all.
And who are we talking about in 50 verse 4 and 33 in the closing statement? Jeremiah 50 verse 4 and 33. Let's find who the others is, the two nations he's talking about. Jeremiah 50, verse 4 and 33, and a closing statement, oh, young lion, Brother Micaiah. Let's see if we take care of all that, because Mother Z dropped the bombshell. They all watch, he just a hammer and just tap somebody side the mouth with a hammer. Look the truth out. They just walked away. Let's see what's going on here. Here we go. Let's find who the other deals in 50 verse 4 and verse 33.
All right. Going over to the book of Jeremiah, the seer, chapter 50, verse 4 and verse 33. Verse 4 reads, in those days, and in that time, saith Yahuwah, the children of Israel should come. They and the children of Yadah Judah together. Going and weeping, they shall go and seek Yahweh, their Yahweh. Verse 33.
33, 34.
Thus says Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Yadah Judah were oppressed together, and all that took them captives held them fast. They refused to let them go. Well,
verse 34,
y'all,
the closing statement.
34.
Verse 34, the closing statement.
34 reads, their Redeemer is strong. The Yahweh of hosts is his name. He shall thoroughly plead their cause, that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. All right.
He will disquiet them. He's going to take that same hammer that Mother Z chopped out the nation, all these camps' mouth. That's how he's going to disquiet them with a hammer to the mouth. That's how he's going to disquiet them. Y'all mind, closing statement, you on the clock, and we catch everybody on top part of Saturday. Remember, tomorrow, class start at 7:30 on the network. Come on there, young line, close us out. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Thanking Yahweh for another blessed day to be able to read his word. Thanking Yahweh for the opportunity and life to be able to meet the seer, Israel of C. Roy. Thanking Yahweh for my wife and children that he has given me to raise and teach the Torah instructions to. Thanking Yahweh for the elders and the mothers and the teachers and all the brothers and sisters in the six anointed camps of Israel, six anointed camps of the voice of the true Israelites. Want to read the book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 12, verse 31. 31 reads, and the lion, whom you saw is rising up out of the wood and roaring and speaking to the eagle and rebuking her for her unrighteousness with all the words which you have heard. Hallelujah, Wah. Hallelujah, Wah. Hallelujah, Wah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Father, mothers, the elders, and all the participating on this network, and Yahweh be with you. All members, Mark past 7:30. And see, our job in the Six Anointed Camp is just to show you what the Bible is saying. So you read this word called all and others. And it's, remember, the Bible is written to Israel, for Israel, and it's about Israel. That's all you can get out of it. It's all said and done. The 12 tribes of Israel are going to be the leaders and those that make it, God, to humble and walk softly and keep the Sabbath day and know the name to enter into the 12 gates of the children of Israel. That's just the way it's got to be. But you're not going to be unpunished. You've done a lot of things by putting yourself in with the others and the all. What do the word all mean? It don't mean all. It means all scattered nation of Israel. Jeremiah 43, verse 5. Judah is the lead tribe. He and every nation upon the sun. So all the nations mean Judah, the lead tribe. They got to get right. They got to get the 11 tribes right. Once they get the 11 tribes right, then we'll show you your position after the 11 tribes is up under the six anointed camps. When they got one head and a bunch of elders everywhere, elders and mothers, anointed leaders. That's how it works. What you mean, how do I know they work like that? Latter-day Saints?
Well, I know in 1 Samuel, it made a profound statement in 7th chapter. How do I know that? You know, now this ain't an election thing at all. And 1 Samuel 7, verse 15, and Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. So as long as the seer is in place, it must come through the seer to get to the elders. Not just the way the Bible is written. After doing the greatest mystery too, they got to come through the seer to get to the elders, and the elders get to the mothers. That's how it goes, and the fathers get get to the mothers and the mothers get to the children. That's just the protocol. He told you by letting the other nations jack you up, they're going to have you disembobulated. And what he mean by that? Children of Israel, you got no choice but to wear fringes because you're showing your blessing up. You can't be like the other nations. They got to be like you. That's the only way Yahweh will intervene. So from the mothers, the elders, the teachers, the six anointed counts, last night lesson, one mind, one accord, precepting your Bible.